blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Hey there, folks. It's Griff from after this episode was recorded. I'm finishing up the edit right now on the 4th, which is when you're hearing this. We originally recorded this the week before Thanksgiving, but that week the radio booth, like, broke. I don't know exactly what went down. And then it was Thanksgiving, and now we're back. And so we're going to reference a bunch of stuff that doesn't make a lot of sense. And I might chime in again and explain some stuff later, but you'll see. I don't know. I hope you all have a nice time, though. This is a fun episode. Anyways, back to the intro.
2, 1, it's
yeah!
We are back.
Hello.
Pierre.
Griff.
Where are they?
What?
The people listening.
Where?
Where have they entered?
The roundabout, where the rock is progressive.
And the puns are excessive.
Kind of caught me by surprise with that one.
It's a bit of a Twilight Zone riff, sort of setting up the roundabout as an abstract, metaphorical space where music is played as opposed to just a show. Really sort of establishing our brand in the metaverse we have planned.
I feel like that would get, like, dizzy and...
I mean, listen, what is good work? What is an example of good art if not something that sweeps you off your feet?
Well, I mean, sure, they're sweeping you off your feet, but then there's, like, nausea and unpleasantness.
Hey, they both sweep you off your feet if done right, so that sounds like good art to me.
I mean, sure, but I, you know, I don't want to be nauseous.
Well,
in the roundabout.
Well, then only go around until you get to an exit, and then you're good.
The show is an hour long!
Well, go very slowly on it, then. We certainly go slowly through most of the content we review.
Yeah,
we certainly take our time.
I think we're going to have to do that today, too. We only have one song today.
That's true. Well, Peter, I will say one convenient thing about this song is it is in 5 distinct parts. And as such, I think we can sort of take a break in each part, discuss what we've gotten to so far, and then jump back in. Might require a bit of re-listening some aspects so it sort of flows on the listener side. But, folks...
Want to do that? I didn't know you wanted to do that.
I mean, like, it'll be like, we let it fade out, and then we fade in slightly earlier than where we faded out, so it, like, transitions well.
I get that. I don't know. I feel like I would rather just play it through in one go.
I feel like that, we gotta disperse it, sort of even it out, right? So...
How do you mean?
People get... I don't want to just drop a bunch of music and then a bunch of talking, and that's it. Like, I think the rhythm of it back and forth is interesting, and I sort of want to discuss where the piece is going as we're with it.
Okay.
Another option is we listen to the whole thing through, then review it, and then play it all again with the new context, but I don't think we have time for that.
No, we would not have time for that. Yeah, I guess we can stop and start.
We really should have reviewed this before we started this episode. I was.
Yeah. That was a conversation to have in rehearsal.
Well, folks, that's what happens when you do radio live.
Griff, what's the album we have today?
Well, the album we have is Side 1 of Atom Heart Mother by Pink Floyd. It is the Atom Heart Mother Suite. It was composed by all the members of the band together, as well as Ron Giessen, I believe, or Giessen, I don't know how to...
I've been saying Giessen.
Let's go with Giessen, then, if it's the wrong way around. Folks, if we got it wrong name-wise, let us know at roundaboutkhdx on twitter.com or roundaboutkhdx@gmail.com if you want to let us know that we goofed up the pronunciation there.
Those are the only ways.
Yep. I mean, you could, like, find us, but good luck.
You'll never find me.
I'm a sneaky fellow. I'm zooming around between different points of obscurity and shadows such that I am difficult to view in real life. Either way, this is, in fact, the longest uncut piece of Pink Floyd work.
Really?
Yeah, I think Echoes is like an 18-minute long thing.
Yeah.
And Shine On You Crazy Diamond is split up in two.
Yes.
It's technically longer if you combine it, but like...
You don't combine it.
Yeah, they're separate. Very, like, they're on opposite sides of the album, so they're not, like, just right next to each other. They're very clearly separated.
Yeah. Okay.
This song has a lot of things in it, to say the least.
Oh, yes.
It's hitting you
with... No words.
Nope. I mean,
Sounds. Vocal sounds.
It certainly has a sample of someone saying some words at one point.
Yeah.
We'll get there later.
No lyrics, per se.
Nope.
I mean, does One of These Days from Metal have lyrics? It's the one where...
Yeah, I know what it is.
I guess I'd kind of count that as a lyric. I don't know.
I don't know.
If you got opinions on whether this has lyrics or not, you already know how to contact us. We said it a second ago.
Hope you got it.
And we'll mention it later as well if you want to keep on listening through. But we can't.
Speaking of listening, you're listening to KHDX-FM Conway, Arkansas, the voice of Hendrix.
It's rather... And, oh, wait, no, we already said The Rock is progressive.
We did.
Never mind.
It's so nice to have The Rock be progressive.
And the puns be excessive, frankly.
Yeah.
I want you to know, I was racking my brain as we were doing this intro for an Adam and then a heart and then a mother pun, and I just could not come up with one.
No, it's a bit of a stretch.
I will figure out one later. Probably, I don't know, after the show's over, I'll be like, that's it! And then I'll look around and you won't be there and I won't be able to tell anybody it. But that's just life sometimes. I believe that's what the Germans call the Treppenwitz, short for staircase humor. When you're walking down the stairs after a conversation, and that's when you come up with the perfect comeback.
I've never heard that.
It's a very fun word. Hey, Peter, what's the first section of this entire song? Are you ready to get to it, I suppose?
Sure.
Okay. First section of the Adam Hart Mother Suite. We're going to be playing. It's titled Father's Shout. Gilmore and Giesen, right? Mm-hmm. Did we go with Giesen or Giesen?
Giesen.
Giesen.
Like birds. Hey, man, what are you doing? Oh, me? Giesen.
That's you when you're Giesen?
Huh!
Ah! That was me screaming.
That was me honking.
Oh my god.
Giesen.
We love to see it happen.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Ron.
Oh. Giesen. I was like, I thought there was some sort of weird bit about birds here that I wasn't catching on to, but it's actually just the obvious one. Peter might be a bird, but my brain is huge like a flock of birds. If that metaphor doesn't make any sense, maybe your brain is just too small to understand it. You know, think about that. Folks, this first section, we're going to get to in a moment, it's the most orchestral, other than the last section, kind of. This album's fun and weird and a bit quirky, and I dig it. What do you think of this first section?
I think that before we get into it, I want to talk a little bit about the production woes that were involved in this album.
Production woes?
There were some production woes.
Well, the production of this song makes me say woe.
Pink Floyd was recording this at Abbey Road Studios. One of their engineers was Alan Parsons on this album.
Oh, he had a whole project that he did.
Yeah, he did. But they were recording at Abbey Road Studios working for EMI. And EMI had just gotten this cool new big tape recorder, which was like some... I think it was a new kind of tape that they were using.
Oh, fun.
And so they said to Pink Floyd, hey... You're going to be using a cool new kind of tape from this cool tape recorder that we just got. You are not allowed to cut this tape.
Did they cut the tape?
No.
What did they do?
They were not allowed to cut the tape. And because they were not allowed to cut the tape, it meant that Roger Waters, bassist, and Nick Mason, drummer, had to record their backing instrumentation in one 23-minute sitting. They had to play the whole thing the whole way through in one go because they weren't allowed to cut the tape.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, and it did not make things easier for Ron Giesen, who, once Pink Floyd had finished recording all of their parts, they handed him, because they'd met him through the... I believe it was the Rolling Stones tour manager.
Oh, man.
They gave Ron Giesen the completed track and said, hey, can you put some, like, orchestra over this? We don't know what else to do with it. And Ron Giesen said, sure. And their imprecise timekeeping proved to be a bit of an issue.
Especially just one big file. It's not even like divided into chunks for proper timing. That seems like a nightmare to work with.
Oh, yes.
As someone who works with modern audio conveniences in audio editing, and already it feels like a nightmare, this seems like even worse, and it hurts to think about.
Well, Griff, I think you could learn more about audio editing through today's sponsor, Skillshare.
Peter, did you accept a sponsor onto the show?
No, we have no sponsor.
If you want to sponsor us... And we've never had one before, but also...
We'll do it, Raid Shadow Legends.
Literally no one has offered, so like roundaboutkhdx@gmail.com or @roundaboutkhdx on Twitter if you really want to sponsor us. Put down the money as long, I don't know, as long as the blockchain ain't involved, I'm probably fine with it personally. As a cop, I may drive to take a hard line stance against bad technology, you know?
Yeah. We don't make money from this show.
Yeah. Yet.
We have an album to get to.
This is going to be a bit. I was going to do a bit here where I announced that we were doing an album, and that was the album I had to go get to, like, making. But I couldn't figure out how to get the bit to work, so never mind.
I understand. I had something earlier What was it that I was going to do? I don't remember anymore. You said something that my brain said, oh, this would be a fun way to go, and now it's just completely gone.
Is that not how we do this show overall, though, Peter?
Oh, I say
something, you would say, I have an idea, and then you riff on it, and then I riff on it, and then we've lost where we were going.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, we were going to play an album, weren't we?
Yeah, we have an album for you.
Let's play that. Hey, folks, this is part one, Father's Shout, of Adam Hart Mother, the Suite, from Adam Hart Mother, the album, by Pink Floyd, the band.
Let's hear it. It fades in, so we can kind of peter out our talking.
That is true.
But
we should riff without our talking, too. Folks, we are back. That was Father Shout, part one of Adam Hart Mother, the Suite from Adam Hart Mother, the album by Pink Floyd, the band. And Peter, they're listening to Roundabout.
The rock is progressive.
And the puns are excessive. The show.
The show.
Now, that first part was, it's a little bit quirky, a little bit funny. My first note for it was, wow, Bernard Herrmann type beat. And then my note for this next part was, oh, Mike Oldfield type beat. because a synthesizer kind of thing comes in. It's not actually a synth, but it feels like some parts of Tubular Bells. Let's get right to it, because it does transition very quickly. And
oh, right to it? I don't get to say words?
I mean, do you have thoughts on it?
Well, I mean, I could. I could have information.
Do you have information on it?
Yeah.
Then get it out.
Yeah, okay. You didn't, like, refer to me. You were just going to truck on. You were going to leave me. You were going to leave me here in the dust, Griff.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Peter.
I wanted to mention that David Gilmour has referred in the past, and in fact before they named the song Adam Hart Mother, David Gilmour referred to the chord progression of the main instrumentation section there as theme to an imaginary western.
Which I think is a very fun vibe.
Oh yeah, and it's definitely fitting of the kind of song that this is.
Oh yeah.
I think it's a very cool name, I think it's a very cool idea, I think it's a very apt description.
Peter, I think you're a pretty cool co-host. Despite it all.
I'm glad you're here.
And folks, I'm glad you're here to listen to chunk two of the Adam Hart Mother Suite. Let's get to it.
Thank you.
are back. That was part two of the five-part suite titled Adam Heart Mother from Pink Floyd's album Adam Heart Mother. I just realized I never actually said this, but, like, Adam Heart Mother, the album, came out in 1970 on October 2nd.
Yes, it did.
My bad, folks, for just not mentioning the date of release up until now.
That's okay.
We usually open with that, but here we are. We're jumping around, making y'all keep guessing. What's up?
Yep, while we're here, do you want to do the best part of the show?
Oh, do I want to do the best part of the show? Yeah. Peter, why don't you tell the viewers about Adam Heart Mother's Adam Heart cover? I'm so funny.
Griff, the best part of the show is the end of the episode. I'm leaving.
Peter, don't tell the folks about the second best part of the episode?
All right, the second best part of the episode.
Were you telling
the
us
the album cover?
Yes.
The Adam Heart cover to Adam Heart Mother. There is no text whatsoever on this cover. There are no identifying features apart from the image itself, which is of a cow standing in a field, looking back kind of over its cow shoulder at the photographer, Storm Thorgerson.
That's it.
That's it. The reason that the cover is this picture of this cow is because Pink Floyd had become associated at this time with a kind of space rock sort of sound and look, and they wanted to not necessarily distance themselves from that, but make it known that they were not tied to that, that they were capable of doing other things. So they asked Storm Thorgerson, one of the guys from Hipgnosis, who did all of Pink Floyd's album covers, to my knowledge, they asked him to do something down to earth. And he said, okay. And he got in his car, and he drove out to a field, and he saw a cow, and he took a picture of it.
Done.
That is the entire story.
That is a wonderful story. I love that.
Yeah.
Now, you know what else is wonderful?
What?
This next part of the Adam Heart Mother suite. Next part is titled Funky Dung.
Funky Dung.
I like that word. It feels like a DK character. FD.
Funky Dung.
Oh, wait, I'm dumb. Mother 4 was the next part.
Oh.
Which is weird because it's the third part, but it's 4. But it's felt like the golf.
Yeah. We'll
get back to Funky Dung later, folks.
We'll get back to Funky Dung.
Mother 4 is a bit of an odd section. It gets a bit quieter, but then they also start bringing in like some more of the choir like we heard a second ago. And I really like it a lot. It gets to some pretty fun places, and it sort of chills back out a bit as it transitions into part 4. But I'm digging it. It's my favorite part of the entire album is, I think, the last part, part 6, which I just realized there are, in fact, 6 parts, not 5 parts, and I'm just dumb and wrong. I've been getting a lot of information wrong on this episode, Peter. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It is what it is. Hey, I'm correcting it, though.
Listen, I did not listen to the song section by section. I just sat down and listened to the whole thing in one sitting. I don't know where the sections begin or end.
Mother 4 begins, like, right when the choir shows up, basically.
Okay.
Yes. Which is weird and fun. And I like that Psych, we have vocals now. We tricked you.
Surprise.
Which I think is very fun.
Yeah.
Shall we get into it then? Mother's 4?
Let's
do it. Part 3 of Adam Heart Mother's Suite from Adam Heart Mother album by Pink Floyd Band on Roundabout Show. I'm Griffith, co-host.
I'm Peter, co-host. You're listening to KHDX-FM Conway, Arkansas, the voice of Hendrix. Let's get back to this just one long song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Was Mother 4, Part 3 of Adam Hart Mother, the song.
The song. From the album.
Adam Hart Mother.
By Pink Floyd.
The band.
Pink Floyd.
Well, I was saying from Pink Floyd, the band.
Yeah, Pink Floyd, the band, Pink Floyd.
Peter, sometimes I wonder why your life is not...
Do you disagree with me that Pink Floyd is the band Pink Floyd?
Peter, sometimes I wonder why your life is not... I look at myself and I realize I'm no better, so I have no place to judge you. My existential dread aside... That was a funny little part. We got some choir showing up. Yeah. We got the orchestra building up.
Building.
They're going to bring back the theme at some point. The crescendo's swelling. It's dying down. But there's going to be a bit more of a vibing type theme. I was going to say type vibe, and then I realized I said vibing twice. It didn't really work.
That would have been unfortunate.
This next section called Funky Dung, which sounds
funky
like...
Dung.
F-D.
Funky Dung.
Did I make... Did I make this exact joke earlier? Yes, but it was funny back then, and it's funny now because comedy never ages poorly. That's what I
It's even funnier now because we can use it as a transition, too.
Exactly.
F.D. Funky Dung is here.
It has some style. It has some grace. This part has a band playing. This band is no longer themed around space. There we go. I made it work. And with that, folks, we're going to make the album work to play music by playing it. That was a horrible transition.
I wanted the transition to be Funky Dung is here.
Well, you know what?
Because then it's here.
Well,
you know, it's the song, and it's playing now.
Well, you know what, Peter? I decided to try to finish up the Duke here, and it didn't work well.
That's okay. That's just life sometimes, okay? I like your rhyme.
Thank you, Peter. I needed that. Thank you.
Of course.
We're playing the song now.
Yeah, I figure... By this point, have faded out. Thank you. Got him on the timing. You talk. I don't have anything to say. You talk.
No, you said you talked over me. You get to go, Peter.
No, I...
You want to talk in the intro so much, go then.
I tried to line it up. I wanted the harmony. This is harmony, Griff.
Then follow up with your little solo since you're stealing the spotlight.
I'm not stealing a thing. I'm backing vocal here.
Don't you forget it.
That was, what, part four of Adam Hart Mother?
It's Funky Dung.
Funky Dung.
They brought back the main theme from Father's Shout. That's going to come back a few more times, too.
Yeah.
They brought it back here. It popped up again. Oh, boy. It's the themes, baby.
Baby, oh, boy.
The motifs. Now, I'm usually, you know what they, what did the doctor say when, for some reason or another, or two, I suppose, immunize a set of patients.
You'll get there.
From some sort of, I don't know, inhaled or swallowed malady. He had them all, some sort of drop that if swallowed improperly would cause danger. What did he say? He said, mind your throats, please, which is also the name of this next part. From Adam Hart Mother, the suite. From Adam Hart Mother, the album. From Pink Floyd, the band. You're listening to The Roundabout, where the rhymes progress when the puns are... Wow, we really had to push for that one.
I don't think I can even call that a stretch. That was just full-on contortion.
What can I say? I'm a bit of an acrobat when it comes to comedy. I'm hopping about. I'm skipping and hopping about. And folks, we're going to skip and hopping about over to this next song.
It's the same song.
This next part of the song.
This next part of the song.
And someone's being pedantic.
Yeah.
This is it. Maybe watch your throat, please, Peter. Watch Your Throat by Pink Floyd from Adam Hart Mother, the suite, but from Adam Hart Mother, the album, here it is. Mind Your Throats, Please. The fifth part of the Adam Hart Mother suite from the Adam Hart Mother album from the Pink Floyd band. And listen to The Roundabout Show.
Where the rock is progressive.
And the puns are excessive.
And I'm Peter.
And I'm the Griffith co-host. You messed up the bit!
I didn't know we were continuing.
We were following that. It's fine. I'm fine. It's fine. Anyways, folks.
Yes, you're absolutely right to get super mad at me about this thing we did not talk about ever.
Exactly. Thank you. I'm glad someone understands. Wait. So, there were two little bits of distorted voice in that last part. One said, here is a loud announcement about 10 seconds before the sort of shift in the middle of this part. And then the second little voice clip we heard is Nick Mason, the drummer and founding member of Pink Floyd, singing Silence in the Studio, I believe it was. Yeah, yeah. Silence in the Studio, before popping to the next part, which we were just about to get into. We can sort of get into it right now, unless there's anything you want to say about this specific part. I really liked it. It was it was just vibing, a little bit quirky, a little bit funny, and I think that's neat of it.
Well said.
I listed it as an orchestra-type beat in my description. Just whatever type beat is basically how I listed off all of these parts, and it's accurate for all of them.
Sure.
What did you think of this part? This is the part where they had, like, the violins and the brass and the flute stuff sort of, like, making some weird collage sounds, just a weird jam section.
Man, I have not had a lot of time to, like, think deeply and really reflect on what I listened to. I enjoyed it.
Gunman, Peter, do you like it?
Yes.
Cool. Folks, this next part, I also like, this is my favorite part because it's the last part. Not because I don't like the song, but because it's all been leading to this, folks.
Yes.
This is...
The resolution.
The reemergence is what it's called also, which is it's the name of it. It's
the like reemergence?
Yeah. It's like resolution, but with a different thing after the re.
Yeah.
It's a totally different word. I just compared them.
Wow, it's almost like a different word.
Listen, I'm stretching for the puns here. I'm getting in my, I should have limbered up before this episode, you know?
That's okay.
But so it goes. They're bringing back the same theme from part one. They're synthesizing the different aspects into one thing. And I think it's pretty neat. You want to get into it?
I do want to get into
it. Let's get into it. Reemergence, baby! Silence in the Studio. Thank you. folks, that brings us to the end of the Atom Heart Mother Suite by Pink Floyd. They made it on the Atom Heart Mother album. And Peter, my wonderful co-host.
Griff, my co-host.
I was going to ask what album we've been listening to, but do you want to talk about anything right now?
No, I'm sorry, that was a bit.
Okay, sure.
I'm sorry, that was a bit.
It was a bit, Peter says every time.
My wonderful, funny, incredibly, what's the word?
It's okay.
Flexible co-host.
Incredibly flexible, you say.
Incredibly flexible co-host.
I don't know. These jokes haven't been landing very well. I think I'm really bad at flexing is the problem.
I don't know. It's just the fact that you can get there, I think, is worth it. I think that's enough.
Slowly flexible. I inch towards the joke. Like the It Follows monster, but with jokes instead.
I can do the splits if you got 10 minutes.
We don't have 10 minutes. We have very few minutes left. And folks, I want to spend those last few minutes thanking y'all for listening to this episode with us.
Yeah, thanks.
It's a bit of a weird one. We usually don't cut songs like in the middle of them.
Yeah.
And we cut this song 5 different times in the middle.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of times to cut a song in the middle.
I'd agree.
Like, of all from 0 to 5, that's like a... It's literally an infinite increase, fractionally speaking.
Yeah.
But, folks, next time we're on air, which I don't think we're doing, we're not going to put anything out over Thanksgiving. Or no. We might be back. No, I won't be back. I'll be back Saturday night, so I won't have time to record and edit and all that
jazz. Okay. So whenever we do get back, which will probably be the week after next, we'll come back with the rest of this album.
Yep, and we'll play all of the rest of the songs, not one at a time for the rest of the semester, theoretically.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like a nightmare, and I'm not
going to
do that.
Yeah, no, we don't have enough episodes for that.
Hey, folks. It's me again, editing booth Griff. Since, obviously, this was late, plans for the rest of the semester are a-changing. We have our first week of finals upcoming this week, and then next week will be the last one, which means that this upcoming, the Saturday after this one will be the last episode of the Roundabout for the semester. I'll have to talk to Peter and get the details. I'm not sure if we want to finish Atom Heart Mother or do a sort of year in review, because I know we had something planned for the final episode where we'll both be on campus. But either way, as we've said earlier, you know, check the Twitter account, check the Gmail and all that to find out exactly what's going on with that sort of stuff. And I don't think there's any other things I need to add in here, but yeah, we'll see. Anyways, I hope y'all liked the episode. I'm waving at my microphone right now and y'all can't see that, but trust me, I'm sending you all good vibes.
No, we don't, you're right.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about that right now. I want to think about how fun this episode right now was, folks, and how fun it was to be here with y'all, and also with my co-host Peter.
And I want to think about how our intro is Tank, as performed by the Seatbelts, and our outro is, excuse my French, La Danse du Gobelet.
Gobelet?
La Danse du Gobelet and Papier.
I know you're from Arkansas and I'm from Texas, but that's a bit much, isn't it?
It was a bit much. I didn't have it in me.
La Danse du Gobelet and Papier.
I didn't have it in me to try for a French accent.
I'm not going to try to do a French accent because I don't actually
It is by Maison Lindroth and Chuck Salamon.
And we'll see y'all in a couple weeks.
See y'all later.